Now, what is knas? What does the word knas mean? Says Rashi, Mishnah knas. Imanasa Adam knows in Leviah Chamishin Kesef. Did you see? Not this week's parsha, but next week's parsha. Parsha Kiseitze. The Nosan or Isha Shochev. This is someone who was ma'anes. Ma'anes is force. Forces himself on a woman. Then he has to give her 50 kesef. We'll see the details of how much what kesef really means. As it's called ones. Now Rashi chose ones. There is another case which is described in Parshas Mishpatim, which is called Mifate. He seduces her. Right? Ones, he forces himself on her, and ones, Mifate means he seduces her. We'll see soon one learns from the other. These are the kinds of naros. If you look at the Pesukim in the Chumash, the Torah keeps talking about a naro. Now the word naro is found many times in next week's Parsha. Almost all, it's funnily, it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh, with the comments and the resh without the hey. That's a very unusual stuff, but that's the reality. Open the Chumash, or I say the Torah, you'll see. I'll bring the Chumash in next week's Parsha. Okay? Does it apply to someone who's not a naro? Well, there are two stages in life which are not Nara, either before Nara or after Nara. Nara is a very limited amount of time, from the age of 12 until 12 and a half. Before that, she's called a Katana, and after that, she's called a, who knows? Bogeris. Bogeris, like today, Boger means mature. She's physically mature at 12 and a half, till 12, she's a Katana, she's a minor, at 12 to 12 and a half, she's called a Nara. With Nara, it's found many times in Chumash. Most of them are found in next week's Parashat Parashat Kiseitze, which you'll see in today's shiur. So it gives a whole series. Obviously, we're a regular woman, but even a Habol HaMamzeres, HaLadnesina, HaLakusis, Habol HaGiyores, HaLashvuyah, HaLashifcha, Shediftu, Vinishgayu, Vinishnachu, Chuzdivinol Shlosh, Shon V'yom Echad. All these cases, there is a knas of 50 shkolim if he's ma'anis this woman. Each is a chiddush, right? The first three are what's called Chai V'Lavin, at least the first two. Chai v'lavin is an isa lav to marry such women. Afal pikein is a den of knas. And the next three, the chiddush is that if they are redeemed or convert or are emancipated beneath the age of three, they have the status of a besula. Because even if someone attempted to be with them before the age of three, besula se'al chozer, as Chazal says. So the physically she's considered to be in the category of a besula. Now the final thing of this Mishnah for us. Habo al achoso. Achoso is a much bigger chiddush. The achoso is chayiv kores, as we read in Sefer Vayikra. Afal pikein, as the Mishnah concludes, you know it's kores, no misas bezin, no coming with the rabbi minay, less righteous kores, no pot minay dashlum. You have to pay knas, you know it's real kores. Any questions on the Mishnah? We turn the page.
Isn't it
a misas bezin
for
sleeping
with your sister?
No, achoso only kores. Only cards. So look carefully in Parshas Achimos and Kedosh in both places. Achimos is the prohibition is stated. Kedosh the punishment is given. Which is cards. There's no mitzvah bezin by achos. Okay. Now chav tes omid beitz top line. Bahani b'nei knasa ninu. Okay. What does that mean? These are situations where there is a knas. Vamai ikwi kan velosia liisha isha haruyalo. Now we have, thank God, in my edition is the Torah or Hasholei. Okay, we have the pasuk of Dvarim Chav Beis Chav Tes. Venosan ha'ish Hasholchev imo la'avi hana'aro. Notice they have the ksiv nun ayin reish without a hey. See it? Yeah, with the comments. Chamishim kosef. That's number one. You have to give that amount of money. Below Sieli Shah Tachas Asheri, no! You forced her. Lo Yuchal Shalcha Koyamov. A second aspect of someone who was Ma'anis Naira is he not only has to give the father 50 shkalim, but he is required to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his life. It's a very simple reason why. This logic, the Chinuch writes about in others. He ruined this girl, he ruined her. He did a terrible thing to her. I think the shidduch crisis is new. In those days, if a woman was violated by a man, forgive the expression, she was damaged goods. Who's going to want to marry her now? So therefore, the one who's duty-bound to marry and not a divorce the rest of his life is this person who did it in the first place. Psukim and Chumash, I'm not saying anything new. Psukim and Torah Shabbat. So the question becomes, what about over here? The Isha Rialo, and these women are very often not Ria, Rashi says. Vamai Yeshim Knas, Lenaris Pesulos. Right? Mamzeres, for example. She's not Rialo. She's not allowed to marry Mamzeres. Says the Gemara, Omer Rishlokish, Naro, Naro, Hanaro. Chad Lugufe, Chad Lasuyachai Velavin, Chad Lasuyachai Velkrisos. So the Mamzeres is Chai Velavin, Achos is Chai Velkrisos. Rashi says, where is this found? The Ones Ksid, Ki Imsa Ish Naro Besula. That's Pasuk Chavches. It's always based on the side. Ki Imsa Ish Naro Besula. That's possibly have the word Nara. Then what does it say? The word Hanara. So it's not Nara, it's Hanara. It's three times, Rashi. So therefore, it's as if it said three times, right? Three times. One for the din itself, one for Chayv Lavin, one for Chayv Kriz. Any questions? Just drushes. Rav Papa Omar, Psula, Psulos, Ha Psulos. What does that mean? Again, Chadu Bekshair, Psulos, the Mephatek Siv. Oh, a whole new parsha, Parsha Mishpatim, which thankfully is found on the side over here. Gimel Nadal in the Torah or Hashal. Let's read together. The whole parasha is two psukim. Ki efateh ish b'sulah ashalo orosam. My Abishai is not married. B'shachav imah. And he's mefateh, he seduces her. Mohor yimhoren alo li'isha. What does that mean? Literally, he will pay money, I guess, right? To have her as his wife. Yimha'ein yimha'ein avia l'sitolo. The father refuses to let his daughter marry this Mefata, a chutzpah. Kesef yishko kemora besulos. The Mefata has to give the father kemora besulos. Kesef yishko, money. So again here, it never says that the Mefata is required to marry the girl. It doesn't even say explicitly there's a mitzvah to marry the girl. When we learned, what was it? We saw that perhaps it is a mitzvah for the father to marry the girl, even though it's not an obligation. He's allowed to divorce her if necessary. Yes.
If he seduces her and he's forced to marry her, is the money?
No. If he seduces her, he's not forced to marry her.
If
he rapes her, then he's required to marry her.
Yep.
But if he seduces her, he's not required to marry her. If the father refuses to have the daughter married, what happens if, in fact, the two scenarios in the case of onus, one he marries her, one he doesn't. Is the amount of money that's paid identical? That's your question?
Yes.
The most important question today, Shia. The most important question of all. Shot in the psuk. We'll see as we go along. Okay. Back to the Rashi. Psula, psula, psulos. Mefata ksiv, ki fateh ish psula. Ukrachrina basre, kezir ish kamora, ha psulos. Kurzeh psulos. Again, three. Again, so the same three. Either it's nara, nara, ha nara, for life increases, or psula, psulos, ha psulos. One's by onus, one is by mefata. Two parshas. One's in and Kiseitze, coming up next week. What is the Mishpatim a long time ago? Fine. So, well, what's it now? Just to the sugya. Rav Papa, my time, Allah, my Kurish Lokish. When we boil it, it's Abaye. From Abaye, boil it, or Mesa Potosh. And everyone, Asam, Lavi, Anaro, Lavi, Naro, Velo, Lavi, Mesa. Okay. Kurish Lokish, my time, Allah, my Kurish Papa. When we boil it, Zerah Shava. Oh, here's the important. Zerah Shava. Rav Papa is using the word besula, besula, besula. No, we need to have something else. For gzereshava of what to what? What to what? The Gemara says. The Tanya, Rabbi also, here's a very important part. This is very important. This is really the important part of the sugya. The Tanya. Kesef yishkol kemora b'sulos. Shezeh kemora b'sulos. Umora b'sulos kazeh. Whoa. What does that mean? Rashi. Rashi. We bought the Xer Shava, Basula the Xiv Gabi Mafata. We bought the Xer Shava, Basula Basula Xer Shava, Ma Kesef of a Beonis. Chamishim is an amount. Ah Mafata Chamishim. Uma Mafata Shkolim, Kesef Yishko, the Xiv Yishko, Af Chamishim Shalonis, Shkolim Kaomar. Wow. But the Gemara here is a very, very fundamental idea that the amount of money for onus and Mafata is identical. How much is it? Chamishim shkolim, 50 shkolim. That doesn't mean Israeli shkolim of today. It means shkolim of the time of the Torah. Now we're going to get to the details of how big that is. It's very important to know what the ksuba is all about. And what the onus and mefata is all about. What pidyon aved is all about. What a prut is all about. It's all important to know shiur of coins in terms of silver. Because otherwise it's really, you can't, the whole svar written about this. Matbeos from the Torah, midos from mishkolos. So let's discuss this mitzvah. As we go, not today. Okay, Kimor Absulus is Rashi. Chamishim Kesef Hamefurashim B'Ma'anis Absula. Sheyezeh Chamishim Kimor Absulus. Umor Absulus Yishkolim Kozeh. That's the end of the sugya. Rabbi said. So what do we see? Both Ones and Mefata pay a certain amount of money. What is it? 50 shkolim. Rabbi said. So far, the word Ksubas hasn't even been mentioned yet. The Sechta Ksubas, all right. We haven't mentioned the word ksuba at all, correct? So far, not even mentioned. Now we're going to move to the later part of Perek Elanaris, Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Now we're going to actually mention the word ksuba for the first time. Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is over here on Lamed Tes Amud Beis as follows. We're not going to read the entire sugya, so it'll look a bit complicated. But the part that's relevant to us is in the wide lines. The wide lines. Mara says, we'll start the narrow line just to make it a little easier. Ha'ones nosei miyad. That's a Mishnah. The Ones gives the 50 shkolim immediately, and the Mefata gives the 50 shkolim lichashayotzi. What does lichashayotzi mean? If he marries her, he divorces her. Okay? He divorces her. That's how the Gemara begins. Watch. That's an obvious question. Lichashayotzi, when he divorces her, the father, ishtohi, is she his wife? Rashi, v'chi ishtohi kvar, d'kavel l'chayotzi. Who said that she's his wife? The Mishnah says if he divorces her, he gives her the 50 shkolim. That assumes that she's his wife. Why is she his wife? She can say no, he can say no. Rabbaye, emo l'chishelo yichnos. What does that mean? Rashi. Shetemoin, he or Avia, or Mefata. So the three people can say no. He can say no, she can say no, and her father can say no. Okay? So if the Chshelo Yichnos, then what do you pay? You pay 50 shkolim. So when that decision is taken, that the marriage is not going to take place, 50 shkolim are paid. It's a little bit strange. Onus nos miyat. Hamefata l'chayotzi. So we think 50 years later when that the divorce separates the marriage when the ksuba is normally payable. No. It means, I don't know, a day later when you make the decision. Yes or no. When it comes to onus, there's no decision on the part of the man. He's stuck. But if the man decides, for example, not to marry her, so then when that decision is made, he will in fact give her the 50 shkolim. Tanya nami ochi. Afal pi shemo ha-mefatanos, l'chshelo yichnos. Okay? Here it says. It doesn't say l'chshiot. L'chshelo yichnos. Okay? And then it goes on to something which is called boshes u'pagam, which is not our topic for right now. It's other monetary obligations. The man embarrassed her. He was pogame her in terms of her quote-unquote market value. That's like Nezek. You know that Nezek and Boshes are two of the big five. Nezek, Tzari, Bishem, and Boshes. So Nezek and Boshes apply when it comes to this situation of Ones. Except that the word, and Nezek we use the word Pagam instead. So it's basically synonymous. Fine? So let's go a little bit further in the Gemara to see, again, analyze briefly what it's all about. The Gemara has as follows. Tani Yidach, the last 5-6 lines. Afal pi she'amru, onus nosu miyad. Kishe yotzi, hu, ein lo alav klum. He pays the money up front. And if it's a divorce, no monetary obligation. Rashi. Afal pi she'amru, onus nosu miyad, she'otzen ein lo alav klum. Arminon, ein kenosa tachas, whoops, the magic word. Ksuba, so here it is, the first time. The word ksuba, the word ksuba. We shouldn't think that the knas does not satisfy the ksuba obligation. Shelavia nose miyad. Hell no. Kesef knasa hu ksubasa. That's it. If the divorce takes place, you need not give her a penny. You pay it up front. The chenim mace, he dies. Yotza kesef knasa diksubasa. If a man dies, the ksuba is collectible by the wife. Where does she get it from? His estate. His estate is presumably in the hands of his sons. Okay? So that's a normal woman. She already collected 50 shkalim up front. You can't double dip. You don't collect twice. Everyone with me so far? You don't collect twice. Yeah, everyone with me? Good. So far, so good. Frank the Gemara, Kishayotzi, Mimotzi, Mapikla. What does that mean? Rashi. Layuchal Shacha Koyama. Layuchal Shacha Ksiv. He can't divorce her. Ema, Kishatetze, he ain't lo olav klum. Rashi. If you also saw Meileo, the Tova Ahe Menu get. Oy vey. The Torah never meant that the poor woman is in jail with his husband forever. He may not divorce her if she doesn't want a divorce. But she may ask him for a divorce, and if she asks him for it and he grants it to her, there's no need to pay an additional ksuba sum. Mace? What happens if he dies? Yotza kesef knasa biksubasa. What does that mean? That he paid up front already. Therefore, if he dies, only for his heirs, his sons, to pay a second time. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yesh la ksuba mona. She gets a ksuba of a mona. What does mona mean? What's a mona? What's mona?
100
zuz. What does a normal woman normally get? How much?
50
shkolim. What's 50 shkolim in zuzin? Anyone know?
200
zuz. You've been to a wedding and say, right? Say, Kesef Zuzi Musan is 200. Okay? So 200 Zuz is 50 Shkolim. It's the same thing. It's a 1-to-4 ratio. And this woman only gets a ksuba of mana, which is 100. Now why should she only get mana? Why shouldn't she get Masayim? Who knows why? It's a very important question. Why ksuba mana?
Because that's the ksuba of mana.
Oh, very good. The word almana comes from the word mana that Gemara has. That mana is a lower level of ksuba. The highest level of ksuba goes to Isha Besula. The typical ways you'll hear, if you pay attention to ksuba, they say Besultada a few times, Besula, because a virgin bride is entitled to 200 zuz by law. We'll see later what level of law demands this payment. Whereas a woman who is not a Besula, For example, she's an almana, a widow, or a grusha, a divorcee, or she's a ba'ula, she lived with another man without benefit of marriage, or she is what we call a giores, even the giores who is a who is a besula physically. If the gear took place after the age of 3, she's only entitled to a lower sum of money. And again, these are what we call lower sum.
What do you do when you read the super publicly with a giores?
You want to know. You don't want to. You don't want to embarrass her. Let's say no one knows she's a giores. That's not correct. People pay attention. If the super is read properly, people do pay attention. I had a case like that. A woman was a giores, and no one knew she was a giores. People thought she was a child of her parents. She was adopted at birth from non-Jewish parentage, and she was a giores. And I was stuck. What am I going to do? So I told her, who knows, when I marry off a couple, I meet them in advance. I said, does anybody know that you're, out of the family that you're, yeah, sure, the rabbi, the local rabbi. The community knows that I'm a adopted at birth, and I'm a giores. To tell the rabbi to come early. Rabbi came early. He wrote a ksuba which said in it, Giyurta. Okay? Giyores. That's Aramaic Giyurta. And gave it to the chassan, the gift to the kala privately in the yichud room. That was a real ksuba. There's also what we'll call a fake ksuba. The fake ksuba was a ksuba which was, under the lights. We called it Tu'edi. It was read under the chuppah. After the chuppah, I took it and put it in my pocket, and I shredded it. So as far as the whole world is concerned, she's a psula. But in reality, she was a giyurta. And the giyurta had her name, Bas Avraham Avinu. She was brought up by this wonderful couple. But that's the halacha of the giyurta, Bas Avraham Avinu. That's what it said in the real ksuba, which is, I'm sure, hidden in the drawer somewhere. The other ksuba, which you don't have two ksubas for, right? That's not healthy. So we wrote it up, and I took it, and I put it away when no one was looking. A real life story. Really happened. Many other stories. This will be a year of many stories, but this is one of them.
The fake super you put down her father?
Yeah, of course. The father's name. Psula, the 200 Zuz. Why not? No one knows different. I made sure that she never got that. I mean, she got it under the chuppah. They give it to the kala, give it to your mother for safekeeping. Before the night was out, I had it in my hand. Good? Fine. So that, okay? Excellent. Let's go a little bit further. Fine. Says the Gemara, the Micah-Biflagi, Rabbanan Savri, this is very, 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 maybe the most important line of all. Tama mai tekinu Rabbanan Ksuba. You see here two things. That the ksuba is the Rabbanan, the Chiddush Nifla, and there's a reason for it. What's that? The Shaar Nashim, says Rashi. What is it? Kidei shelo teikala be'enav lo tziya. It shouldn't be easy in his eyes for him to divorce her. You know, they have in New York called no-fault divorce. You go, you get divorced, you get a haircut. I don't know, you send your suit to be the dry cleaner. You get a divorce, no fault, just go in and out. That's not good. Chazal didn't want men, remember. It's another important point to understand. Before Abedu Gershom, Abedu Gershom was 1,000 years ago, Abedu Gershom or Agola, it was possible, permissible, watch, let's use the word possible, it was possible for a man to divorce his wife against her will. Rabbeinu Gershom put that on the ban of excommunication, cherem. The most famous cherem is what? Bigamy, right? Polygamy. That's a famous cherem. But the equally important cherem, and go together hand in hand, to level the playing field, if I use that expression, is that a man not divorce his wife against her will. But in the olden days, save for an onus, the man can divorce his wife against her will. Yes?
Can't a woman divorce a man?
No such thing as a woman divorcing a man. All she can do is demand a divorce. We saw it. Tova a man get previous Rashi. A woman cannot divorce a man. She can demand him to give a get, and he says, no, we're in trouble. That'll be one of our major discussions, the Aguna crisis. this year. It's more on Ksubas than it is in Gittin. So, yeah, it'll be one of our major topics as we go. Perek Hamadir. A lot of time we spent on that. We have a very important person that's true who helps out. Or a little bit, we'll talk about it. So the reason why the Ksuba was introduced by the Chazal was it shouldn't be so easy for a divorcer because you have to pay a pretty penny known as a Ksuba. He'll think twice. But for her, this fellow, lo moti mapik lo. He cannot divorce her against her will. Can't. Well, it's a pasuk chumash. And therefore, there's no need for any ksuba at the end. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sara. No. Hanami, watch this now. Motzi mitzarla, he can make her crazy. Ada amra hila binalach. He can't divorce her against her will. He can treat her like rubbish, and she begged to get out. So therefore, to prevent that from happening, he introduced the ksuba of a mona. Now, 201, because of the time that they get married, she's already a bula. A bula from whom? This shmendrin. This bum. A bula from him. A little strange. A chote niska. It's also called chote niska. Well, not quite. She has to pay up front 50 shkolos. And over and above that, according to the rest of Yehuda, there has to be a ksuba of a mona. Any question, I'll take them right now.
Why should she get less?
She gets more.
She gets only mana.
But she already got 50 shkolim. She and her father, same team.
But if he wants to divorce her, he's only going to have to pay now.
She already paid up front, 50 shkolim. This is considered enough of a deterrent of the mana. Bohariah. A man marries an almana, or a giyores, or a gerusha, don't need a deterrent to divorce. Apparently, the mon is also enough of a deterrent. We'll see today how much a deterrent is, but any deterrent. We'll get to it, Mitzvah as we go. Rabbi said, this is the Gemara with the Rashi, Lamed Tes Omud Beis. Any questions? Now let's look a little bit in Tosis. We're going to start with the bottom Tosis. I hope you saw it. It's on the very beginning of the Maramah Komis. I hope that you saw it by now. I'm going to try to go a little slowly so that everyone can have a chance to do the Maramah Komis. Tomorrow, both sides, you have a whole morning Seder. No interruptions tomorrow. Today, we have a very beautiful program at 11 o'clock. I'm not sure how many. Who was at that program? It's a very moving and beautiful program, but it did take time out of the Seder. And not everyone was here at 9 o'clock either. Tomorrow, I expect everyone to be here at 9 on the dot. And we have Seder until 12. You'll have to stay a little bit later. But we give you a full hour for lunch just in case there are other things to do. But you don't eat for a whole hour. So feel free to be marbe and learning and be mamayit and Rosh Chodesh. Oh, actually, it's always Rosh Chodesh El. Be marbe soon a little bit. All right. But still take an hour. So, yeah. Banatosis. Tama maitkin le abonic subish le kala le melsiya fractosis. Alpha gab de besula yesh le ksuba mena Torah. Oh. What do you mean, Rabbanan? What do you mean, Rabbanan? Ksuba's been a Torah. Let's see some where they got it from. Zos be'ulahi. This one is a be'ula. She's a be'ula. Stop right here. So the beautiful... How many have O's v'hod the Gemara? Let's raise your hand. The O's v'hod the Gemara? Most. I'm not sure if those who don't have the old Gemaras have any notation, which says, Yesh Ksuba Ben HaTorah. Oz Vada has a chaf there. Who has the old Gemaras? No notation? See, now you know why Oz Vada is better. It has a notation right up front. What's the notation? It says, Le'el Daf Yud Amanaf. For those who look, that's the very next line in our Maramah Kamashi. Gemara Yud Amanaf, where the Tosus claims that there it says that a Ksuba is a Din De'oraisa. A Din De'oraisa. Let's see if it's really true. Adin Daraisa. What does it say in fact on that? Let's go back to that. Yudam and Aleph. Tosus said to look there. He's according to the old Zohar version. Let's take a look at what it said in Yudam and Aleph. Yudam and Aleph, the Gemara has the following. Take it from the top. Just have this. Complete the sugi. Itmar, Amar Abba Nakana Mashmul Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Chachomim Tiknulam the Bnos Yisrael, the Psula Masayal Amon Amon. Oh, sounds like the Rabbah. The Hey Meminu, Shema Pesach Masuach Matzasi, Nemon. Frank the Gemara, Ibn Cain, Mahawid HaChacham, Ibn Takan Asa. Every guy is going to say Pesach Masuach Matzasi, and he'll try to get out of the Masayim Zuz. Oh, Marava, no, Chazak, I ain't on them to rap, Masuda, Umafsida. He had a whole Suda. Rashi says, Chachamim tikna liyisha, loma, yavik subosa, do rakta, zok Rashi, lo, have a nema, lafki, have a sudi, yidua, avik subosa, chachamim tiknua, heimamu veheimamru, heimshu tiknua, amru, shu nema lafsida, af betanis pesach pasuach, frek Rashi, in ken, shibiyoda lafki, ilcham takanasan, Shetiknu laksuba, I was going to say Pesach Masuach. Chazak, and I'm to have Masuach, and Chule. Ein locha sheyito nodem kacha lebehemes. Shemhoya, sone yosa mitchila. Hoya torah Masuach, and konso mafsit suda sochino. Elohim megarsha mitchila. What about megarsha? Just marrying her now. What's the answer? I've all said very fundamental stuff. Who knows?
This is the difference in the year.
That's correct.
Kedushin versus Eris.
That's correct. Not, no. Kedushin and Eris are identical terms. Kedushin is Eris. That those two words are identical. The second stage of marriage of Osai, what's it called? Nisuin. Nisuin. Take a look at Osai over here in the Mishnah of Osai, the Septic Sumas. Have Nun Zayin Omud Aleph. Let's give you a little bit of a tour. Nun Zayin Omud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nosten the Psula Shneim Osa Chodesh. Mishitzvah Abal, the fire is Atzma. What does that mean? Rashi, those in the Sula Zmanet Misasa Lechupa, Mishitzvah Abal, Achashikitsha, Lazira Lechupa, Lachanatat Shitela. Now, if I'd be the husband, I'd say, I give her the ring, which is Kiddushin, and the next second, okay, let's get married, really married, to be together, right? The Dabak Bishto. That requires stage two of Nisuin. Okay, hubby. I'm happy to marry you fully with Nisuin. When? In a year. We decry long engagements, I must say. A year between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Oh. I must say, this stopped 1,000 years ago. Approximately. The Odom said, this ain't no good. Because they were fearful that a woman who was literally married. Now, this year, you go to weddings, I'm sure you will. You'll pay much more careful attention to what's going on that you learn Sunnis. I almost never correct the rabbi who's Masada Kedushin. It's not my job. I'm a private citizen in this way. Once I just couldn't help it. A rabbi who should know better starts explaining what's going on under the chuppah. That there are two stages of marriage. One is called Erisin, one is called Nisuin. Erisin means engagement. Nisuin means marriage. I don't know if that's it. Rabbi, please. In modern Hebrew, Mu'urasin means, Itarasti, means I got engaged. That's a corruption. The word Erisin means marriage. Absolute marriage. Erisin and Kiddushin are synonymous terms. Except, an Arusa, Mukudeshes, is Eishes Ish, Bebeis Ha'av. She's considered still under her father's wing. She's still 12 and a half for sure. And even beyond that, it's sort of Bebeis Ha'av. And after Nisuin, she's Eishes Ish Bebeis Habal. She moves in with her husband. It's a physical relationship. At every wedding, the rabbi makes a bracha. Asher Gesham V'Sosav V'Tzivon Ala Arayos. V'Osa Lano Asa Arusos. An Arusa is prohibited, even though she's his wife. V'Hit Delano Asa Nisuos Lano. What's his Nisuin? The second stage, then they may have a physical relationship. But don't think it's engaged. Chas v'shalom, if a man puts his a ring on his wife's finger under the chuppah, and the rabbi said that that's the engagement, thinks he's getting engaged to her, Rabbanu Shalom, how are they married? He doesn't know what he's doing. It's not engagement, it's marriage. Some use the word betrothal. I stopped using that word. I use it because I never knew what it was. It's a great word, perfect word. It's a perfect word. Then they told me, no. Patrol is a notion of trust, and it means a kind of an engagement. I said, no, I can't use that word anymore. What word do you say, Erisin? Erisin. or kiddushin, or marriage. They are married. If chalila she is unfaithful, she's chayav misa. To the contrary, she denies her worst misa. Now, Russell will be next week's parasha. It's beskila. Yes.
It's just another form of, it's just like another word for saying marriage. What's the advantage for delaying at all between
Erisin
and
Nisa? Why they do it in the olden days?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. What in the world is this all about? You have an Erisin, and then it takes 12 months till they actually consummate the marriage, and there's a and a beer. 12 months? Number, let me tell you one thing. They didn't text, and they weren't on Facebook with each other all the time. And likely it is, he skipped town. Chassidim do it to this day. Chassidim, they get engaged very young. He goes to learn to the year in Eretz Yisrael, and they get married. Can you confirm that? Chassidim in circles? That's what goes on. They have, in effect, restored Hezeru Atara Leyoshna, except the only difference is, they're not married, they're only engaged. Colloquially, they have Uruasin. Although, the proper word is Mishudachim. Lashon of shidduch. Everyone knows the word shidduch Christ. Everyone knows the word shidduch. The word shidduch is taken from the Targum. So that tishko ta'oretz arboim shana. The last pasuk in the Shiras Devorah. And the Rashi of the Targum, it says, v'shadochas ara arboim shnin. The land was peaceful, it's quiet, settled, 40 years. Shidduch means to settle down. So the shidduch, I'm going to marry this one, I can't find the right wife, can't find the right arm, and so on. Shidduch is completed, done. Now today, in most of our circles, it's done, they just make an announcement. In old circles, tradition, they signed tenoyim. They broke a plate. We make a plate at the wedding, that's a farce. It's a photo op, it's a good thing, you know, we bring a plate about it. Plates shouldn't back out. I've never been at a wedding where they backed out after they came to the wedding hall. I've never been at a wedding where it came to the hall and one party didn't show up. One of my rabbinic colleagues wasn't such a wedding. When they came to the wedding, the chassid just didn't show up. I've never been privileged to be such an event. I wanted to be a rabbi to preside over that one. I have been at a case where they broke up a week before the wedding. Yes. So, fortunately in our circles, they don't break a plate. There's no tenoyim. It's announced an engagement. In the old circles, they would break a plate and have tenoyim, and the original tenoyim say, we'll put our hands on it. And there was a cherem against breaking up the engagement. That was to prevent people who had cold feet. That was, we shall see a little bit. If it's a good excuse to break it up, you're allowed to break it up. What is a good excuse? It's a long discussion. Very long, not for today. So actually, someone would say, if you want to break it up, don't do it. Give her a ring, and give her a get 5 minutes later.
I think that's a bad idea, because then she can't...
Of course it's a bad idea. She can't marry Cohen.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? I don't accept that, but in certain circles, we're afraid of the chayim. That's what they would do. Want to break it up? Yeah?
Why are we equating Erisin to Tnoyim?
I'm not. Not at all. I'm saying that Erisin in halachic parlance and biblical parlance, the word is Nara Marasa. Right? But you saw the word Baras and the Torah or HaShalem a few times. So that means the Kodesh, it's what we call marriage. The Asian Sitch Mabes Ha'av. Tanoim or Shiduchim is that they're not married at all. They agreed to get married. But there's a problem. People have cold feet. Maisa B'chol Yom. They have cold feet. They're scared. And afraid they'll be back out. We'll discuss it at great length. You back out, you jilt the intended spouse. That is very bad. No one wants to be a jilted potential spouse if they're ready after the engagement. Not getting out of it. Broken engagement is not good for the person who's the victim of it. The person who did it, did it. So to prevent the person from doing it, they would undertake significant financial penalties. We'll discuss at length how these things work, how they're effective, etc., etc. That's called tenoyim. Today, number one, our tenoyim don't say anything. We use a Moshe's tenoyim that basically took everything meaningful out. And number two, we're sorry for the 10 minutes before they go to the chuppah, to the bedekin. Nothing out of it. That's just a photo op, fundamentally.
When did this change?
When did it Rav Moshe changed it. He saw that the tanoim were being done at the night of the wedding, that it's ridiculous to have, you know, I'm not going to back out. No one backs out at this point. And if he took out all the knas and the cherim and all that stuff was taken out. Yes?
In the Israel, they do almost everybody, they do tanoim.
With a broken
engagement, plate? At the engagement, with a legal document.
With a broken plate?
Yeah.
Okay, that's many areas of Israel? Okay. I hope they don't break it up.
So the reason to continue is because of the cherim that they have?
Okay.
That's it.
We don't play with the word cherim. As a matter of fact, in our world, nobody's in cherim except a bigamist. He's in cherim under the pain of excommunication from 1,000 years ago, from Gershom or Gold. It's an automatic.
Permanently?
That's it. Unless he divorces one of his two wives. Maybe that's a cherim. That's it. It's automatic excommunication. In Europe, until very recently, cherim was a daily weapon. Put this one in cherim, that one there. It's almost an insult not to be in cherim in some places. Yes?
Why do we avoid it?
Why do we avoid the cherim?
Yeah. It's not a bad tool to enforce certain...
Oh, you mean why do we change? We should have do it in the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael. The cherim, bring it back. Those who've been involved in broken engagements know it's not a good to have a cherim hanging over your head. If it's just pure cold feet, the fright of a cherim will put the person into line. But I've been involved in a number of broken engagements which have nothing to do with cold feet. Had to do with this engagement should never happen in the first place. You are, these days, it's an epidemic broken engagements. Just imagine with charam. They'll be afraid to do it and they get married and have a miserable life and have to get divorced. Much better before. Now you'll say, many of these cases wouldn't be subject to charam. I didn't know this about it. I didn't know that about it. Had I known, I would have agreed to it. That's a whole literature, which we'll get to a little bit. Is this a legitimate reason to break up an engagement without suffering the pain of knas and cherim? There's pages, gallons of ink spilled over this. Okay? Rabosai, very nice. So again, we got a little sidetrack. I showed you the Mishnah on Afun Zayin Amadav. We're coming from Daf Yud Amadav. Let's go back where we came from. So I said, again, Hoyamagashim Mitzchila means after the Erisin. If he hated her, he wouldn't be with her physically and make up a trumped up charge that's not true that she's the peasant of Masur Matzas. He would just divorce her then. And there was divorce on the man's whim, remember in those days. Now the next this is in effect anticipates an important question. As of what moment in time is a woman entitled to Uksuma? Suin, or even Erisin. That's a Gemara in the fourth pair. We'll get to it later. Keep that in mind. So we'll assume for the moment from the Kiddush, from the Nisuin, for the moment. In any event, Rabbi says the Gemara as follows. Tana, Hoel Knas Chachamimu, Lo Tig Ve'Elam Aziburis. Knasa? My Knasa. Suin's not a Knas. Well, what Knas? He's a good husband. What Knas? El Eima, Hoel Betakonas Chachamimu, Lo tig ve'elabana ziburis. What ziburis mean? The worst, the lowest level of land. The lowest level of land. Okay? The lowest, why? Go to the Rabbana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Subas Isha min HaTorah. And therefore, if it's min HaTorah, what happens? He wouldn't get ziburis. What would he get? Who knows what's what? Either Bainanis, or we call Idis. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Okay? But not Ziburis. Ask the Gemara. Umi Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Hachi. Is it true Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that Ksuba Isha is Deoraisa? Ve'atanya. Kesef Yishkol Kemor Absulus. Sheizeh Kemor Absulus Kemor Absulus Kazeh. Mikan Samchu Chachomim Liksubas Isha Menatorah. What does that mean? It's only with the Rabbanan. Some Kumish, not Smachta. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ksubas Isha Enemy Divrei Torah, and Divrei Sofrim. It's not even base in the Kumish. Pure Divrei Sofrim. Why is Epoch? We turn something around. Rashi. Minatorah. How do you know Minatorah? Mikesef Yishkol Kedel Kamon. Oh, the only possible source for Ksuba in the Raisa is the puzzle we read before. Kesef Yishkol Kamor Absulus. Rashi, even Mefata Nemar, Kamor Absulus. Ha'omo B'memanis is Absula. Kansu Akosov Nun Kesef B'shulmor Absuleo. Shezeh Kamor Absulus of Rashi. Hikish Akosov Knas Mefata the Knas Omnes. You saw it on the test. Ma'alahalo Nun Afkan Nun. Fifty pennies. We can't samku. Oh, there's Rashi. Be the kori lo mohar. Oh, kesef yishko kamora basulos. Now, on a simple level, it means onus, as the Gemara dashes in Zera Shav. But it didn't say kesef yishko kipsulos, which was referred to in onus. Kimohar habisulos. How does one translate the word mohar? Where do you find the word mohar in Chumash Bereishis before we get to Shmos? Anyone remember? Any Balkari in the room? No one knows the word mohar is found in Chumash Bereishis. Ephraim is the word mohar? You are Balkari, friend. You are Balkari. Nu, where are you? Ephraim is Parshas Chayisar. How about Parshas Vayishlach? Go through it in your head. What's the part about Yishlach?
Story.
No, that's Chayesar. What's about Yishlach, Rav Bosak?
Yaakov.
So it's about Yishlach, for sure. But it's all over. It's all over. There's many parashas. Anyone remember? The sad story of Dina and Shechem. Vayi'anehu. Harbu olayim ha'od mohar umatan. Says Shechem. Parallel my obligation to give money for this girl. You see, clearly there was a custom in ancient times that a man would marry a woman and give her money. I don't mean a penny for a kiddush. Shem approved. Big bucks, Moab. So the fact that the Gemara, the Torah Kedosha refers to the 50 shkalim that a mefata pays to the woman, or to her father, as mohar absulos, implies there's a pre-existing institution known as mohar, which must be an institution called ksuba. See from here, that ksuba is d'oraisa. Unbelievable. That's what it says? Wow. Which epoch? Well, let's see it over here. That's not. Rashbag Omer. Nosen mimos kaputkeya. What does that mean? Kaputkiya. Rashi. No, Sulamos Kaputkiya. The Perek Basra, it's not. No, so you should bear it through all the gears of the Kaputkiya, no, Sulamos, Eretz Yisrael, Shein Kalas. That's, it's not worth so much. No, so you should be Kaputkiya, but the gears of Eretz Yisrael, no, Sulamos, Eretz Yisrael, again, the lesser of the two. Right? Why? Go to Kula. Rashi Bach says, no. Mos Kaputkiya. Rabosai. So machlokas atanoim, and afyud, is ksuba de rabbonon, or is ksuba de oraisa? Everyone with me so far? Good. I'd like to show it to you in the text. The Mishnah Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Let's take a seat. We like the things seen in the text. It's a good chazar. We saw it called in afyud. Skip 100 black. The Kufyu, yeah.
Question on that last Rashi. What is Rashi's last point here that's like a regular milveh?
A regular milveh, you pay what you obligated yourself. When it comes to a ksuba, according to Talmud Bavli, you pay less in a sense. Because you're paying the lesser of the two coins, either way. According to Rashbag, no. Whatever you obligate yourself, kaputki is kaputki. Let's see the Gemara inside. On that Kufyu in the Mishnah of the base. The Mishnah itself, the fourth line. Nos Isha Beretzol, Gersha Beretzol, Nos Mos Eretzol. Nos Isha Beretzol, Gersha Beretzol, Nos Mos Eretzol. Nos Isha Beretzol, Gersha Beretzol, Nos Mos Eretzol. All three get the lesser of the coins. Eretzol. That's Tanakam. Rashbag Omer, Nos Nomi Mos Kaputkia. Nos Isha Beretzol, Gersha Beretzol, Nos Kaputkia. Everybody agrees to that. Only Kaputkia. But the Chiddush of Rashbag says that you married her in Kaputkia and divorced in Eretz Yisrael, you give her the better coins of Kaputkia. Rashi, Vos kaputia, the dolos, the shoklos, yos, the mishal eretz Yisrael. A little bit heavier. That's the Mishnah Rabbos, kuf yud amud beis. Says the Gemara that kuf yud amud beis on the sixth wide line. Nasi isha hagufa kasha. Katani nasi isha eretz Yisrael. The gersha be kaputia. Nasi mos eretz Yisrael. Lesser of the two. Amabasar, Shibuda Azina. Well, that's not what lesson. You follow the what it was worth, where you obligated yourself. Ema Seifa, Nasa Isha Bekaputke, Vigesh Beretzrol, Nasa Mos, Eretz Yisrael, where you divorced her. Amabasar Guvain Azina. Which one is it? Omarabba, Vikule Ksuba Shanu Kan, Kasaba Ksuba de Rabbon. You're making them both ends again on the husband. Right? Ksuba, that's all finished. Rashbag, Omer Asmos Kaputkia. Kasava, Ksuba Daraisa. That's all. Ksuba Daraisa, finished. And therefore, Rashi of the Bosa Shiba Daslina, he didn't call Shtari Chol. Rashi repeats himself as in the Mishnah. Adkan for the moment. Everyone with me so far? We've covered Baruch Hashem, except for the Tosin, on the Testament base, we've covered the first five lines of the Maimonides. Having learned all this, Rebbe Osai, let us analyze something very, very fundamental. And I'd like to show it to you in the next line of the Maran HaKomis, which is the Rosh Perek Aleph Siman Yutes. We have someone getting married here in a week. We have to get certain basics under it. You should know what to do. The Rosh is in Perek Aleph Siman Yutes. Talks about a ksuba. Midika Amar, let's open up to the rush. Everyone has a rush? You have the rush I gave you? I gave you a gemara with a rush? Yeah, it's in the back. Everyone else has a rush? No one's missing? Call me on the computer? Oh, no problem. Perik Alex, I'm in your test. Midika Amar, Chachamim, Tikhlos, Yisrael, Masayim. Mash with the Ksuba de Rabbanan. The Kaimel and Rav Nachman Bedini. Rav Nachman is the one who said, Pesach Pesuach, it's Ksuba de Rabbanan. So too in Yevamitz, Tetes. Isha Shalach Balach Dina Sayan. Omulah Meis Balach, Venisis. Pachakak Bo Balach. Oh boy. Oh, we're in trouble. Oh, the worst. They passed and their husband's dead, and the husband came back. Mavadi said, it never happened in Baruch Hashem. He's not the many agudas. No one ever came back. Not a small accomplishment in a lifetime. Okay? The Ein lo ksuba mizeh mizeh. What does it say there? Time of my tina rabbanu ksuba. Shod de kalabein of lotzio. Here we wanted to get divorced. Alma de stumba de hashas kasavar de ksuba de rabbanu. So to anach nun aleph amad aleph. Mishnah. Lo kosav lo ksuba besula gova masayim amad amana. They should Tanai Bezin. Tanai Bezin implies that the Chachmiya, the Chazal made it up. Right? Tanai Bezin. The Gam, with the Gavim and Aziburis, Alma with the Rabbani, we just saw it in the Yud. The Tema, Amasha Nogu, Lichto, Vixubas, Vasha, Vitzorfas, Kesem, Zuzi, Mosan, the Chazal, the Chimidoraisa. Every ksuba, if you're married, open your ksuba, you'll see it says the word midaraisa in it. I don't know if you've seen your ksuba in common, but you'll see it says the word, it's in there. Why? It's on the Darabana. So many ksuba say it's Darabana. That's the Russian's cash. Wow. Omer Benita, the Samchin Ad Rashbag, who says in the last paragraph of Yud, Nasi Yishu Kaputkia, Gisha Retzor, Nasi Mel Kaputkia. The Kaimelon. Finished. So we pass the Ksuba Zoraisa, Rabosai. So says Rabbeinu Tam. How do you know? Who said it's Zoraisa? Where does it come from? Let's skip a little bit to save time. Tzvich lomar, Rabbi Akiva habet darish kemora besulas lechidorish lehocha, Brisa, the ksubas isha. The ksubas isha. What does it mean? The Gemara says kemora besulas means onus. Rabbi Akiva says no, it means ksuba. I'm not going into all the details. Avalona Hira under the tzaddik. Hai Perusha the Midrash Ksuba the Raisa Milishna the Moar. Just says Moar. Adir the Farash King. She is Zed Kimora Psulos the Hainu Ksuba so Isha Rabosai. The Pasuk says Kes of Yishkol Kimora Psulos means is a pre existing obligation of Ksuba with the Raisa. For every besula, the nirek ilu bal alame miksubas isha, says kesef yishkol like a ksuba, the nimsa ksubas isha lame mikan. We see from here that ksubas isha is in effect learning. It's an expression and a different drushes chazal. Again, in next week's parsha, nara marasa, right? Kasha yokem isha remes tochan nevesh kana davar hazeh. But Lamed and Nitzel Lamed, but now I'm Rosen and Rotea. Rode, the whole sugi. Here too, he used to coin that phrase. It says, Kesev Yishkol Kemora Besulos, teach you that a mafate is like a ksuba. Nimsa ksuba Yishkol Lamed Mikan, Machan Chamishim, Gafinu Yizera Shava Shalor Rosa, Af Ksuba Chamishim. Amazing. So therefore, a man, any man that gets married, according to the Rosh, it's obligated to give his wife, the marriage terminates, in death or divorce. Divorce, he gives her death, his heirs from his estate, give her 50 shkolims, 200 zuz. Okay? The tema, mikova gom kash ilchasa ilchasa, the kam ilchaskram nakam vidini. He passes pesim for so you believe. It's only the rabbanon. Ishlama dles ilchasa ilchaskram nakam, no? We talk, I don't follow him. We don't follow him. We don't follow him. Ah, it says Rabosai, my time to kina rabbana the ksuba etc. It's a daraisa. Hami berusha, as Tosfos said in the Lama Tetz we started with. My time to kina rabbana ksuba hecha the tkinu gonna be almana. So take halabena lotzia. Ben Tam Paskins ksuba is daraisa. When it comes to an almana, it's the rabbanan. Why the rabbanan? So halabena lotzia. Okay, Rabbi Natan. V'rachs al pirish, no. V'kaimalon, k'rab nachman, t'maksubas isha, d'rabbanan. Aye, we follow Rashbag and Mishnasenu. Here's an exception. Lafukim with Rashbag. It's a more expression of Kuf Yud, we saw. He goes back and forth throughout Shas. When it says Lafukim, it means we pass in that way, and we don't pass in that way. Can't be sure it goes through all of Shas. But what do you say to the Maisa, the bottom line? The bottom line. Call those are my edition page, Ches, line 3. Call our Gaonim is Skimu. The Ksum is Isha with the Rabban. All the Gaonim held that way. The Govin Law Chamshin Kesef Sela Medina Shminis Shel Sela Tsuri. Oh boy. Oh boy. I've also, whoever learned Kiddushin in his life, first parrot. Only one Talmud of Kiddushin. Okay. I've been learning a lot of Mesechlis. There it says there are two monetary systems. The Torah's monetary system, which has shkolim, that's called kesef tsuri, tsuris, it's a tire on the Mediterranean Sea. So that's considered, you know, really, really gewaldig coins. These are the coins which the Torah speaks of. And it's called kesef medina. Medina means it's in that country. Every country is pennies, cheap coins. The ratio, Rabosai, of one to the other is an 8-to-1 ratio. Before she took him a septic kedusha, they had to be base. 8-to-1 ratio. One is 8 times more than the other. Here on both sides, we have to know, well, how much money do you have to pay? You have to have 200 zuz, 50 shkolim. What? Suri or Medina? 8-to-1 ratio. Says the Rosh, to go on and say, the smaller one. Sela, the word Sela is the same as the word Shekel. Sela and Shekel are identical. Sela Medina. Shminis shel Sela or Shekel. Tsuri. Farisi Mefarshim Shafil Hurugalu. Hugilu. Licht of the Chazan Nichim Midoraisa doesn't make a difference. Modu de Ksumas Yishin de Rabbanon. Look at that. Even though we have an Aksumas de Raisa, it's still de Rabbanon. So why is it de Raisa? Vechachomim Tiknu Chamishin Kesem de Raisa Pirish Mishkolim Hamur Betorah. Why? One eighth as much. You know why? Mishum Mishlote Kala Ve'enav Lotzia. Vas Mechua Akra de Kemora Vesulos. So de Rabbanon has smacht to be Alma. In other words, really, Rabbosai, Ksumas de Rabbanon. The Gemara is in Kiddushin Yudbeis. All rabbinic obligations are paid in the cheaper coins, Kesef Medina. Ksumas de Rabbanon should be paid in Kesef Medina. The only reason it's not, it's a pittance. 200 zuz of the Kesef Medina. It's garnished. Oh, talking about Kesef Tzuri? Now this is something. We'll see later if it's not too big something either in today's money. We'll discuss that at a great length as we go. Follow me? So they get 8 times more than what it should have gotten, Ksumas de Rabbanon. Just in order to make a deterrent, they shouldn't be able to divorce their own women. So writes the Rush. Writer. Kol v'kol nehigi l'michtav d'chazer l'chimid o'raisa shlo yitte odom lomar kevin the rabbonini lo tigva l'nun sela medina u'dvorom shal tane. This is a quote from anonymous mefarsh. V'ha'kosev kesiv zuzi mosan d'chazer l'chi without the word with o'raisa Lo hifsit. What does that mean? The word lo hifsit in halachic parlance usually means it's not a bad idea, you know. Not a bad idea to do it, to say it, to pass it this way. But one can interpret it at variance differently. Lo hifsit means the husband won't lose. He won't pay so much money. He didn't write the word with the rice. The Kovan and Sal discusses exactly what did the rush mean? Okay, that's a long discussion. Everybody, any questions so far? The machleik is the geonim against Rabbeinu Tam. Is ksuba the raisa or is ksuba the rabbanon? I have a major question to ask you. Major. We're running out of time. That clock is pretty accurate. I'll leave you mitoch tralach with one major question. If you'll assume that the rice that panic has a tzuri, and that's why it says, like right at the time, ksuba's a rice. Ksuba's pesula is what? The rice. What about ksuba's almana? What did the Torah say? Kesef yishko what? Kemoa ha? Sulos. Ksuba's almana is sure what? Sure what? Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, fine. When you pay the Rabbanons, how much do you pay? Coins are worth 1/8. Medina is 1/8 of the sketch of the story. Here's my question. How did the Gemara say Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud? And the difference between Rashbag or Ksuba de Raisa and Tanakamos Ksuba de Rabbanon is in the small things such as Kaputkia, Eretz Yisrael. They're more or less the same. One weighs a little tiny bit more. Ribbono shel olam. Should be an 8-to-1 ratio. Should be an 8-to-1 ratio. If ksuba d'oraisa, you pay kesef tzuri. If ksuba d'rabbanan, you pay kesef medina. It's 8-to-1. What do you drain with small change? You can put care. It's a throw. That's a minor difference. One weighs a little bit more. Even chosim and asefer. Ribbono shel olam. Every person in the world must contend with this question. Such a blatant, glaring question. Why does the Gemara say a difference between kaput and eretz, which is a minor difference, say it's an 8-to-1 ratio? I end the shiur with Tov Tzvaralach. Come talk 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll start talking about the next medrash, and hopefully shiur tomorrow. Shiur for those who are new. Shiur is at 1 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Shiur is at 10:45 on Thursday and 11:30 on Sunday, and the shiur is an hour and a half. That's the general schedule. Of course, there are going to be exceptions down the road. Can't help it. That's the official schedule, okay?